Fine. So let's go back to Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan. Asher Nasi Yecheta. That the Nasi will sin. So Yachol, Zera, you might have thought this means that it's inevitable that God says he will sin. Tamal Omer, Mekohen HaMashiach, Yecheta. Later on it says, if, Malalon Chiyechta, Afkan, Kishiyechta. It doesn't mean will, it means if. So Omer Mar, Yachol, Gzera, Gzera Meichetesi, what do you mean? So Amri, in, it could be. How could it be a decree that God would say he would sin? Ashkan dechsev nasati neged terad bevechuris beveis eretz achuzatchem besori lohem shenagoyim b'amalem divrei Yehuda. Yehuda says that means that it's inevitable. Yes, it comes from sin, but God is telling you it will happen at some point. Rabbi Shimon Omer probably negayon sin. Rabbi Shimon says no. It tells you that negayon sin, that when the tzarat comes from circumstances beyond your control, then it is not mitame. So lavam Yehuda b'sora hachanami emagzerehi. So maybe just like it's inevitable that there will be nege sarat, it's inevitable that there will be a king who will sin eventually. Hilkach ksiv im. That's why you need the im. So now the Gemara says the Rishimo nege onsin milo mitamo. Is that really true? Does he not think that they're mitame? But hatani. But the Brisa says adam kiyeh min hadibor va elach. It says that this halachot apply from what's min hadibor va elach. It means that you can only get sarat post matan Torah. Right, the halachot of sarat, right, again, it's not leprosy, it's the halachic status, cannot happen before the dibor. Valodinu, and it's logical. Tamei bizav, betamei binigoyim, mazav min adibor vailach, avnigoyim min adibor vailach. The tumma of zav can only take place after matan Torah, so the same is true of nege tzaras. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Loma marta bizav, shekein ein betamei ba'ones, Tomer v'negoyim shemitamim be'ones. But then the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe Zav is more mekil, because Zav is defined as an irregular seeing of something, which has to be not caused from some external pressure, because then it's not defined as a Zav, as opposed to Tzara'at. So Talmud Lomar, Adam Kiyeh, so therefore we darshan, Adam Kiyeh, a person who will be, min adibor va'elach. Rava Amar Pratlin Nige Rucho. Rava says that this comes to exclude Nigayim that are caused by evil spirits, don't ask me what that means. And Rav Papa Amar Pratlin Nige Kshafim, it comes to exclude those that are caused by magic. Don't ask me what that means either. Okay. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Asher nasi yecheta. Prat lechole. Mishum dahavile chola idchin lemez nisiyuse. So he says it excludes a sick person. Then he says, really? Just because he's sick, does that mean that he's not a nasi? Does that mean that he's not a king? So Amar Rav Avdini Bar Chama Prat L'Nasi Shenitzara. No, it's not a normal sickness. A normal sickness is given. You can still be king, but not someone as Tzarat Shenemar. And this is the same pasuk that we quoted of Uziah Vayinaga Hashem Amelech Vahimit Tzarat Yom Moto Vayeshev Veda Chushit Viotam Ben Amelech Alabayit Midamar Beveda Chushit Miklal Dar Hashta Eved Have. So sorry, not Uziah. This is Azariah. Azariah HaMelech. He got Sarat, and he lived Bevet HaChuvshit, which that, you know, the House of Independence or something like that. And Yotam was in charge of the household, meaning that Azariah was practically not king. And then the Gemara says, what does it mean, independent house, Bevet HaChuvshit? That means that until now he was a slave. What do you mean he was a slave? He was the king. So he said, no, being a leader means that you are a slave to your people. And then the Gemara tells a story that once you had a story. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were traveling together on a ship. Rabbi Gamliel had enough bread for the journey. Rabbi Yeshua had bread and had flour. But they had packed enough food for a normal trip. But not for the trip that it extended longer. So shalom pita, the bread was used up, the Rabbi Gamliel. So samach asulted Rabbi Yeshua. So when his bread ran out, he relied on the flour that Rabbi Yeshua had. So amar le miyavi yadad, avalan ikuveya kulei hai. So Rabbi Gamliel said, how did you know that we'd have such a delay that you packed extra food? Hai de isis silte, that you brought flour, amar le, Kochav echad l'shivim shana ola umate nasapanim va'amarti shema yale v'yate otanu, because I knew that there's a special star that comes out once every 7 years that tricks the sailors, and I was worried that maybe it would come out while we were traveling, so I packed extra. I have a chat. Yes. I don't know if it means he ate the flour raw or they used it to bake, right? I think Ellie's probably right, but meaning it stores better than the actual bread, so he brought it along as backup. So, Amar Le Kolkach V'yadcha V'ata Ola B'Svina, he said, you knew so much and you got on the boat? That's not true. You're about to go into Pesach, bread and flour and water, man. Flour and water, that's all you need to make bread. Not good bread, but you can make bread that way. And yeast can be made from air, okay? Yeast is made from flour and air and a little bit of water, and you let it sit, and it collects the sourdough bread, okay? Sourdough. I've made it, okay? I've done it. I did it so that I would know what actual sa'or was. I made like a good batch, okay? Good starter, right? Sourdough is made. You just put water and warm water and flour, mix it together, let it sit for 24 hours, throw out half of it, add more, keep doing that, and the yeast in the air eventually collects. Okay. So Amar Le, Acha de Tamei Alei, Tamei Hashnei Damim, She Yesh Lecha B'Yabasher, B'Lazer Chas, Mar Yeshua Ben Gud Gida, She Yodin L'Shar Kamati, But Yesh B'Yam, Ve'en Lam Vaz Lechol. He said, what are you surprised at me? You have two students who, they know how to calculate the number of drops of water in the sea. I don't know what that means either. And they don't have food to eat, low big and low bosh, and not enough clothes to wear. So nazim daita lo shivam birosh. So he said, I'm going to appoint them Rosh Hashiva when I get back, or some position of leadership, so that they'll have work or something. Kisha'ala shalach lehem v'lo ba'u. So he came and he sent to them and he said, come, I want to appoint you. And they didn't come. He sent a second time and said, come. Rabbi Gamliel, as we know, is a forceful personality, as we know from his story with Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Lahem, and he says, what? You're running away because you think that I'm giving you honor? Chamadumin atem shesror aniton lachem. You think that I'm giving you honor? Avdur aninotin lachem. I am giving you slavery. And I'm enslaving you to the people. I remember that at the Chagas Micha before mine, Yosef, Rabbi Dr. Yosef Bronstein was a valedictorian of YP, and he spoke about this as part of his, you know, Musser speech to rabbis as they go out into the world in Chag HaSmich. I thought it was well played. Okay, and he proves it, Shnemar Ve'edabroi Love Lemor, Imayom Tiyeh Eved La'amazeh, because it says in Malachim, today, by Rechavam, if today you're a servant to the people, meaning you give in to their requests, so then they will be servants to you. But fundamentally, right, you have to give in to the people a little bit. So let's try to run through. Now we're going to get to a little bit of an Agadata. I find that it's actually better, right? If I look at it in my computer, then I can look straight at the screen. So let me do this, especially for this Agadata, as we run through. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Asher Nasi Yecheta. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we talked about this in Parsha last week. Ashrei hador shanasi shalom mevi karban al shigato. They don't need it as asher, but ashrei. Praiseworthy is the generation whose nasi has to bring a karban for his shogeg. We talked about why. Im nasi shalom mevi karban tzarchata lomar. Mao head yod mishgado may be carbon sibur at the lomer mao zedono, because if the leader brings it for his accidental sin, so for sure you have to bring it for purposeful sins, and for the regular person will be able to swallow his pride and bring a carbon for sinning. So maskev lo rabbi breder abba el me'at dechsev es asher chata min hakodesh yishalem. But it says in Vayikra Perek Hey, by Meila Asher Chata, and by Yeravam ben Evad, the evil first king of Israel, the Chibbe Asher Chata, Asher Hechti, who sinned and caused other people to sin. Ahachanami da Ashrei Hadoru. So you're telling me every time it says Asher in context of sin, it's praiseworthy? I promise you, it wasn't a good thing that Yeravam sinned. So Shaini Acha, the Shani Krabidi Bure. So he said, no, that was normal. The language makes sense in context. Here, it doesn't make sense because you're starting a new unit. It's hanging in the middle. That's dafka why we know to darshan it, because it should say im and it says asher. Darsh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda ma'idich tiv yeshev el asher nasa l'aretz. He quotes Kohelet. What does it mean that there is a vanity in the world that etc. that meaning the rest of the pasuk is that's that which should happen to Rishayim happens to Tzadikim, and that which should happen to Tzadikim happens to Rishayim, right? That's the Pasuk in Kohelet. So the Gemara says, Ashrayim let Tzadikim sham magia len kamas erisham sha'olam abba. You might think it's a terrible thing for Tzadikim to suffer in this world. No, praiseworthy are them. Oyla, because then, and oylehem l'risham sham magia len kamas at Tzadikim sha'olam abba b'olam azeh. And woe to those Rishayim who get their reward in this world, because it will cause them to be punished in the world to come. So Amar Rava Atu Tzdiki Yachli Trei Alma Misani Lehu. Rava said, what are you telling me? That Tzadikim can enjoy this world and the next world? And there are different theological statements throughout Shas. We don't have time to get into whether we think that suffering is good, not good, whether you need it for Olam Haba or not. But Rava clearly thinks that you don't need to suffer in this world to get Olam Haba. So Elamar Rava. So Rava challenges that theological notion. Says Ashreim letzadikim shemagi alem kemaser shem sholam hazeh baolam hazeh. Oylan lesham shemagi alem kemaser tzadikim sholam hazeh baolam hazeh. He said it's true that many righteous people suffer in this world, and many Rishayim enjoy this world. But he says the most, the best tzaddikim, or the most luckiest tzaddikim, that's really the word, are those who live this world as if they were Rishayim, meaning they live it up in this world, their zocha live it up in this world, and they get Olam Haba. And Rishayim who have to live like monks in this world, and they're Rishayim, so they're the worst off. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Azul Kamei Derava. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna came to before Rava, and Amar lo kimtan masechtan, plan masechta plan. Have you finished this masechta, that masechta? Amar le'in, he said, yep. Iartu purta, are you rich? A little bit at least. Amar le'in, dezavin katina da'ari. We have a little bit of land, and we learn, and we, you know, we get rent or something, or we work off of it, but we make money from land. Kari alayu, and he said, you ashrayim letzadikim shemagiyelam kamaser reshayim ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam hazeh. You are the people who, even though you're tzadikim, you get to live it up in this world like reshayim, you are lucky. Amar Rabba Barachana Aram Yochan, my dechtiv ki yisharim darche Hashem. We also did this last year, Eli, in our Karban Pesach Shurim, because this Gemara, as much as it's agadic, has a few chidushim that has to do with Karban Pesach. What does it mean that the ways of God are straight and the tzaddikim will walk on them and the rishayim will fail in them? Which implies that there's a single action which if tzaddikim do it, they'll benefit, and if rishayim do it, they won't. So what is it? Mashal shnei bnei adam shetzalu pischehen, echad achlu l'shum mitzvah ve'echad achlu l'shum achila gatza. One ate it, the Karban Pesach for a mitzvah, and the other for gluttony. Zesh achlu l'shum mitzvah tzadikim yelchubam. If you did it l'shem mitzvah, so then you're a tzadik. Zesh achlu l'shum achila gaso poshim mikashlubam. And if you eat it only for gluttony, so you'll stumble. Amar le Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, what are you talking about? And if you remember, Well, let's finish this sentence, then I'll tell you the lambda. Amar Levi Shlakish, Rasha Karit Leh, someone who eats the Karban Pesach, he just does it to enjoy the food, or for excessive eating, he's a Rasha? Nihidilo Abed Mitzvah Min Amufchar, Pesach Milo Ka'achil? What are you talking about? He ate the Pesach, maybe it's not the best mitzvah. Ela Mashal Shnevi Adam, it's a different mashal. To two people, Ze Ishto V'Achoto Imo B'Bayit, Ze Ishto V'Achoto Imo B'Bayit, both of them have their wife and sister in the same house, and they made a mistake. Echad Nizam Lo Ishto, V'Echad Nizam Lo Achoto. One of them ended up sleeping with his wife, and one of them with his sister. Zesh Nizam Lo Ishto, the one who ended up sleeping with his wife, great, Tzadikim Yalchubam. That's great. Zesh Nizam Lo Achoto, Poshim Yikashlubam. So the Gemara says, that can't be it. Me dummy? That's not one path. That's two paths, right? Anan kamrin and chada derech v'hacha shnei drachim. Those are two different paths. One committed incest and one slept with his wife. That's not the same path. That's very different paths. I know why one is good and one is bad. So I'll just pause here for a second. Eli, I don't know if you remember, but we did this in the context of Karban Pesach. Good. The implication here is you can eat achil agasa and be yotze, which is a steer up by Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, we said, if you eat achil agasa, you're putter. So we said, either it's a difference between Yom Kippur, right, that Yom Kippur needs just, not just achila, but achila sheish b'hana'a. And when you eat too much, it doesn't feel good anymore, so Yom Kippur is the exception. Or you say that Pesach is the exception, that you don't need a maisa achila, you just need it to be eaten. And therefore, even if achila gaza doesn't count as achila, it will for Karban Pesach, because in the end it'll be eaten. Or Rabbeinu Tam's answer, that there's tzveidinim. There's achila gaza that's a little bit excessive, but it's still achila. And then there's the point to which it hurts, in which case it's not achila. And there's a lot of lumdas going on here, as well as issues of kavana. Do you need kavana by eating Karban Pesach? The implication here is you don't need kavana. So there's a lot that comes out of this sugya. But anyways, coming back to this, Gemara says, Ela mashal lelot u'shnei benotav. Hein sheniskav l'shem mitzvah tzadikim yalchubam. The daughters of Lot, in the mind of Chazal, did it l'shem mitzvah because they thought it was an eid l'adzot l'shem. There was no choice, there were no other men, as the Pasuk says, so they thought this was the only way to repopulate the world, so even incest was mutter. Tzadikim yalchubam, so they're tzadikim. But he did it l'shem avera. He was okay with incest. So the Gemara says, how do you know? V'dilma hu nami l'shem mitzvah hu mechaven. Maybe he also meant l'shem mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nah. Kol ha-pasuk ze l'shem avera ne'amar. Everything in the pasuk points in the direction that he did it l'shem avera. Vayisa alot, and he says, look at the words. He lifted up his eyes. Vatisa That language is borrowed, is found again by Eshet Potiphar, where clearly it was incest, it was adultery. Vayomer Shimshon v'gomer atakachli yishara beinai vayar atam Shchem ben Chamor kol kikar yarden. And she saw it. That language is also by Shchem. Kibaad isha zonat kikar lechem. That language of kikar, that he saw the yarden, is a pasuk in Mishle, kikar lachem, which means it's used in a euphemistic pasuk of znut. Ki chulam mashkeh, he saw that stone was kulam mashkeh. Elcha charei ma'avayin odnei lachmiu meimai tzimriu fishti shamnai v'sikuyai. This is from Hosea, where it talks about the people following their adulterous lovers, right? The harlot following her adulterous lovers. So everything here points in the direction that Lot was a rasha. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hameinas anis. He was, they made him drunk. He didn't know what was going on. How can you say he knew? I get it. It was bad that he went to stone. He was a rasha for that. But you can't accuse him of willing incest. They drugged him. Or got him drunk, whatever. So Tanam Yishum Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichoni, Lama Nakud Al Vav. No, why are there dots over the Vav? Now in general, how does Chazal know that dots do something? So dots in ancient texts, because you didn't really have erasers, so a dot over a letter meant it wasn't there. So Chazal darshan it that whenever you see dots over a letter, it's there and it's not there. Right? That's where the drasha comes from. So he says, why is there dots over the vav? Shebikuma, in the word when she got up, of Shelbechira, of the older daughter, Lomra Lacha Shebeshichva Loyada. You're right. The first night, when his first daughter drugged him, he didn't know what was going on, he wasn't liable. Aval Bikuma Yada, but he was aware what was happening by the time she got up. Well, my heavy lay the mebat, so what should he have done? My dave habi, he couldn't undo the first night. The Gemara says, you're right. But nafkamina dilapanya achrina loi baile lemishte. He knew what was going on, so you can't hold him guilty for night one, but why do you let them get him drunk night two? That's when you know that he was okay with incest. And yes, I saw the question, didn't he get him drunk? Yes, that's what the Gemara just answered. Darish Rabba, my dechiv, ach nishami kiryat ozumadanim kivriach harmon. What does this pasuk mean in Mishle? That a brother betrayed a strong city and their contentions are like bars of a castle. So it means, ach nifsha mikiryat oz, ze lot. The brother who betrayed a strong city, that's lot, sheperish me Avram. He left the migdal oz. He left Avram, the pillar of strength. Umidyanim kivriya harmon, shehit umidyanim ben Yisrael Amon. Because of him, there was fights between Amon and the Jews. Because since he left Avram, his children would have fights with the Jews. Shenamar kilo yavo amonim moavi bekal Hashem, and that's why they can't marry each other, etc. Darish Rava v'itamer of Yitzchak. My dechtiv latava yivakesh nifra bechol tushia yitkala. What does it mean in Mishlei when it says that he that separates himself seeks his own desire and snarls against all sound wisdom? So nifra yivakesh. Nifra, the one who wants to leave, Zeloch, Nifra me Avram, Bechol Tushia Yitgala, and his shame was revealed, Shenitgala Klono, Bevek Knesir Vatimidraos, Titnan, Amon Imavi, Asur Nesir Olam. His disgrace will be known forever in every shul when we actually get to Lane again, because we read the Psukim about basically his sin leading to us not being allowed to marry into Amon and Moav. Do you guys want to go a few more minutes, or should we stop? Or do you want to do a few more lines of the Sagadata?
I have to actually switch over to Rabbi Ginsburg's share in just a few minutes.
Okay, so let's just do a few more lines. I'll make sure to be done by before that. But let's try to get through a few more lines of the Gadata. So Amar Ula, once we're talking about sins that you can do and it'll be a mitzvah because you did it lishma, the Gemara talks about a few other cases. So Amrula, Tamar Zinsa Vizimri Zina. Tamar, right, slept with a quasi-adulterous act with Yehuda, right? It's questionable, right? She dressed up as a prostitute, etc. And Zimri slept with Kazbi, which was clearly, you know, problematic. That's by, you know, the Benot Midyan. But Tamar Zinsa Yatsumina Malachim Nevi'im. Tamar did a lishma, so kings and prophets come from her, like Mashiach comes from that union with Yehuda. Zimri Zina, Zimri slept with Kazbi, Naflu Kama Rivavot Miyisrael, 24,000 people died from Shimon because of this sin. So Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, what you learn from here is that Gedola Avera Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shelo Lishma, that an Avera for the right reason, and this is a sugya for another time, but I've mentioned before that most poskim don't ever take it lemaisa, except the Rambam implies in the fifth chapter of Shmona Prakim that a real tzaddik, if he knew, avir lishma could be an actual category. But Rav Lichtenstein wrote a very long article going into the details of it. But that's way beyond the scope. We'll never get through anything if we try to go into it. So it's greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma. Shenamar tivarach min Hashem Yael eshet chever akeni minashe ba'ol yivarach. So Yael, if you remember from Shoftim, she, as the Psukim understand it, slept with Sisra, the general, to weaken him so that she could then kill him for Barak and drive the peg through his head, which was adultery, to sleep with him as they understand it. So why? What does it mean that she's blessed more than the women in the Ohel? Man ninhu nashim ba'ohel, sar Rivka Rachel Leah, that she's even greater than the Imahot. So the Gemara says, Aini, are you telling me that a mitzvah Shelo Lishma is so bad that an Aver Lishma beats out a mitzvah without proper kavana? Va'amar of Yehuda Marav, la'olam yasek adam b'tar mitzvah, afilu Shelo Lishma, shemitok Shelo Lishma, ba'lishma. But you're supposed to do mitzvah even shelo lishma. So the Gemara says you're right. Ema kimitzvah shelo lishma. It is equivalent to a mitzvah shelo lishma. It's not better. It's just equivalent. And then the Gemara just says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan sheva bilod balo to rashba to shah. They slept together seven times. Shneimar bein raglei karan nafal shachav. V'hakam idhangi me'avera. Didn't she benefit from the avera? So Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rishon ben Yochai. No, afil tovatam shel rishayim ra'i tzal tzadikim. Even the enjoyment of the rishayim, the tzadikim, they don't enjoy. So therefore, she didn't enjoy it. Okay, I'll pick up and make some points about doing things shelo lishma tomorrow, because the Gemara picks up, continues with it. I'll just make one point here, that this same idea that sometimes an act which physically might derive pleasure, when you don't want it, it doesn't derive pleasure. The Yerushalmi uses this to explain rape, right? That even if the physical act she might enjoy, right, that's not considered hana'a, Behagdara, she doesn't want it, she doesn't want to be in the situation, she's not enjoying it, even if, like, you think that certain nerve receptors are generating pleasure, right, we recognize that pleasure is a more holistic experience, and therefore, it could be that physical pleasure won't count as pleasure, because the experience overall will be toxic. Okay, so we'll pick up with the Lolishma here. So we did pretty well. We're almost at the bottom of this Agadata page. We got a lot of Agadata to do, so we're gonna be running, but we'll stop here. Okay.